Track 31.
So the main focus of the project is the transport system in the town. We need to look at the problem carefully and then discuss possible solutions. We have to decide which one we could recommend to a transport committee.
Okay, Sophie. I think the problem is not a simple one, as there are various causes that we have to discuss. I think the first one is to do with the bus service in the town. In my view, the lack of buses has meant that too many people are using their cars. The service isn't reliable enough.
Yes, you have a point there. It would be good if we could have more buses on the road all the time, but I don't think that's the main reason for the heavy traffic, and the problem won't go away just by improving bus services.
You could be right. More buses would be useful, but that's not enough to put things right. We have to remember that many people come into town by rail, and the rail company has been talking about reducing staff and services because of financial problems. If that happens, then more people will use their cars to come in. We need to take that into consideration when deciding on a solution.
Of course. I think the town council can find some extra money to support the train service because, if anything, we want to increase the service, to reduce the traffic on the roads. The more people travel by rail, the less they'll use the road. And we would have the added benefit of safer roads, especially at school travel times.
True. But one good thing is that the road accident rate has been falling recently, partly due to the high volume of traffic on the roads. After all, when there's too much traffic, it moves more slowly, and fewer people, especially children, are in danger.
I realise that, but that's exactly what we have to deal with. The problem of too many vehicles coming in. I know children are safer, but the air quality is much worse. We don't want to have more medical problems like asthma and bronchitis, especially for children and older people.
True. And when I think about it, I can see that the heavy traffic means that businesses lose money, people are late for work, and drivers get more stressed. So let's think about how we can deal with that and look at the possible solutions.